Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. How we doing, B?
I am good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. Got a good night's sleep. Watched Paul Skeens pitch last night. Watched James Wood just be a pro, be an extremely young kid that is just has a mental capacity for baseball.
He can mash it.
And B, Nat's got a bullpen problem, man.
You just figured it out?
I mean, hell, we're only 17.
They've had a bullpen.
You don't want to in baseball. You don't want to pronounce something too early.
You don't want to pronounce it too early.
That's a problem.
They've had a bullpen problem for years, and we saw early on in the season that your pitcher can go in and do some things, but once he leaves, all hell breaks loose.
it's trouble, dude.
Yeah.
I got some beef with Pittsburgh. I've decided. I don't know how you feel about this. They got this kid, Skeens, who's outrageous. He's like a Cy Young type player.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that ballpark last night?
It was empty?
It was empty. I get the Pirates stink and have stunk for a long time.
Hey.
But, dude, you got to show up when you got your stud on the mound.
I know we say that, Jay, all the time.
We used to go, when the Nats stunk, but Strasburg was pitching, that joint would fill up. I'm not saying packed, you got to get to 70%.
It was relatively new still at a point. The Pirates been sucking for a long time.
Right, but this kid's only pitched for half a season.
Listen, man, I understand the mindset. But I'll be honest with you. People always talking about Bill and they will come. No. If you win, they'll come. You're not winning. People don't normally just lose their mind and come to you.
I don't know. If Skeens comes to D.C., I'm going. To me, that's like a drop everything.
And you have a different way of looking at it.
I love stud young pitchers.
A lot of these people are going to let you know, man. People stop going to Washington games because of the owner, not the players.
Yeah.
And even when you have good people on the team, they didn't show up. And right now, maybe the Pirates ownership may be getting the same type of respect.
You might be right about that.
That's where it comes from. It's not the player per se.
I thought it was a disappointing crowd. Maybe it was cold up there. I don't know. That Nats bullpen. I don't know. I mean, I know you know him well, but I don't know how often you listen to Kornheiser's podcast, but he for many years has had trouble with the Nats bullpen.
Uh-huh.
And I can only imagine how this summer is going to go for Mr. Tony.
It's not going to go well. Yeah, but that's the thing I'm saying now. We've had starting pitching out the yin-yang. We've had bats.
Not for a while, though.
When?
In Washington.
Starting pitching?
Like,
that's
how they built it.
But they built it like that. But
They've torn this thing down now for 5 years.
Even when they had the starting pitching, they never had good bullpens. They had two people, Doolittle and Woodford, that person. Two guys that came through here that were good. Other than that, they haven't done it. You got to find some level of it.
Who was it when it was Storen? Clippard and Storen? Clippard was your eighth inning guy? They called it like Clip Save Store or something? Mm-hmm. Remember Clipper wore those glasses? Those like Rec Specs joints? Mm-hmm. Last night was also this realization, this kind of kick in the ass that we've hit the all there is to watch is baseball part of the calendar. Now there's more, right? Like we got the play-in game tonight, which I mean the Western Conference game actually intrigues me. I'm just not gonna stay up that late. NBA playoffs will be dope. NHL playoffs will be dope, but we're getting close to the real summer. And I'm not necessarily thrilled about it. I wish they had TGL still.
Know what you do?
TGL is my jam.
What you do is wait till it comes. Because if you talk about it now and then it comes, it's going to be a long time.
Okay, but B.
I got a draft next week. That's
it came last
about.
Night. There was nothing to watch.
I got a draft next week.
I'm in full draft mode. Jordan Reed from ESPN is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We're going to talk all about the draft. I have consumed every piece of Masters Rory McIlroy content possible. I do have a little announcement for the boys here. My boy, our friend Danny Frank, sent me cookies from Augusta. These are authentic Masters cookies. We can try them. Now, these were purchased Sunday, and it's Tuesday. So let me know.
Cookies can last for 2 days.
I think cookies are good.
Cookies can go for 2 days. But,
Jeffrey, you want one?
It was some type of egg, something.
Got you.
Other stuff.
Yeah, cookies last. There's no shelf time on that, except for after like 3 weeks.
All right, well, come get one then. Whenever you're ready. Ooh, they smell good. You smell those, B?
Mm-mm. What kind is it?
Looks like standard chocolate chip.
Nah, I got it.
Another one kind of. Oh, there's a macadamia nut. I know you like that kind. Here. All right, maybe B leads off the taste test.
Hell yeah. I mean, good.
One vote, good. There you have it. So there was a chance last night the Caps would know who they were playing. Now, I'm getting my information from Wino's Twitter feed, so we're clear. If Montreal had won last night, then it was a lock. The Caps were playing Montreal in the first round of the playoffs. Montreal, though, lost at home to Chicago, who sucks in a shootout. So that's a kind of a bad loss. And I think that keeps open the door for the Blue Jackets to catch them. Although that really doesn't. I guess the Blue Jackets have 2 games left. They are 4 points back. Montreal plays again, I guess. Montreal's finishes tomorrow night. So when is that? Thursday night at home against Raleigh. Columbus.
Wednesday night.
What day is today?
Tuesday.
Okay. Wednesday night. Thank you. Columbus has 2 games left. I don't know where they are. Do you care at all? Washington just had a back-to-back with Columbus, and they kicked their ass.
Yeah.
The total combined score in the 2 games was 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that was the third-string goalie played one of those games.
Columbus plays tonight against the Flyers.
Tonight against the Flyers, and then Thursday against the Islanders. Do you have a dog in the fight between Columbus and Montreal who you'd like them to play?
Nope. I just, look, my mind said if you got to win it, you got to beat the people who shows up. If you're going to win it all, you got to end up facing those good teams anyway.
Yeah, I would rather, for me, you're correct, right? Caps play tonight 7:30 against the Islanders. They could really use to look good. They could really use it. But if Montreal's going to kind of lose their way in, I think I'd rather get that team. But people in Montreal are probably like, yo, the Caps are kind of losing their way in right now. I think everything else, though, is set. It's going to be Leafs, Senators, Lightning, Panthers, Hurricanes, Devils, and then Caps, either Montreal or Columbus. That'll get the people all fired up. The play-in game is tonight. Yeah. How much NBA play-in game will you watch, B?
I'll put it on. I watch it some. If it gets interesting, I'll stay up. And playoff basketball is interesting to me. But if it's boring, I will go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, see, the problem is, I understand it. I'm aware of geography and time zones. Like, I get it. Hawks Magic is such a zero for me because it's not even like a real series or something. You know what I mean? Like, this is just a play-in nonsense.
Yeah, but I mean, just I look, man, this time of the year, they go for it. And that's what I like to see in sports. I like to see people go for it. I don't like to see people half-assing and just going through the motions. Right now, and the Hawks, and the Hawks and the Magic, they both have some. They got players. They go for it. So
can you do me a favor?
Wait to see it.
Name me some Hawks players.
What's the what's
Trae Young? Is he still there? Or did he get traded? He's still there, right?
I like him because he's cold.
I turn on
their basketball games and I watch and I see some excitement. Neil goes to the Orlando Magic game. You're always talking about.
So I know Paolo's
so
on
I
the
tune,
Magic.
I tune into them sometimes to check them out. But I don't like watching any basketball, even the people I know. I do, but I don't say, oh, I have to if LeBron is playing. I don't have to if Steph is playing anymore. You know why? Because everybody goes through the motions during the regular season.
All right, I'm hyping you up here. So the dude many people thought the Wiz were going to draft last year with the second pick that went first, the dude Risache,
yeah,
the French dude, which of these two teams do you think he's on?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I only found this out moments ago.
Magic.
Hawks. So that's a dude worth interest. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who had some really good playoff games
good years before.
For that Nuggets team when they went on their run. He's on the Magic. I'm not going to watch a second of that game unless, I don't know, there's baseball on for me to watch tonight, right? Yeah. I'm watching Jake Irvin pitch tonight. But I would love to watch Warriors Grizzlies.
Too late.
On a 10, dog.
Mm-hmm.
10 is late.
But you do have Steph and what's it called?
John Morant.
Yeah.
So there.
If he don't do any more crazy stuff.
You like to think he can get from. Now, this game is in San Fran. So it is currently 7:15 in the morning in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Do you think John Morant can contain himself from 7:15 a.m. to 7 p.m. so he can play in this ball
After he hit a three-pointer, then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose again.
Yo, when he did the grenade thing the other day, he tried to act like he said oh, I was just throwing my words. I was like, what? Dude, just stop doing that stuff. They're clearly watching you like a hawk.
But the whole thing about it, though, listen, man, it gets to a point where if other players are doing something you don't do anything about, you can't just focus on one guy. You know, and if he's throwing a grenade, what are they saying he's really doing right here? What's the What's the reason that he can't do that? Is that being violent?
I think so.
Huh? Bruh, ain't no average person walking down the street throwing grenades.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know.
Listen, man. But as I've said many a time, once you become a person who's been involved with stuff, then you don't have the same rights as everybody else. He has to understand that. It was a gun thing because he had the guns. So if anything else other than the gun, I don't think you should just mess with him about everything then. If you come out and you do a bow and arrow, that'd be too bad.
The bow and arrow thing, I think, is unbelievably soft, or like whatever the term is for overdoing it.
Mm-hmm.
The bow and arrow thing is overdoing it.
But I'm saying, if he were to do something like that, it's like, listen, man, it gets to the point where they go overboard in what they do. And I understand, you got the right. You're a private entity, you can do what you want to do. But a lot of stuff goes on that may not be cool. And they don't say anything to the other players. But I still want to see. I'm going to try and look at it. I probably will not watch the whole thing. Because, you know, I start getting heavy around that time.
I got no shot. Will any of you boys in the aquarium make it to 10 to watch Warriors-Grizzlies? Jeffrey, maybe?
Yeah, I need a new John Morant celebration.
As like a young dude, what do you think of them always going after him for everything he does? He does some dumb stuff.
He's brought it on himself.
Some of it is very deserved.
He brought it on himself, JP. We all know about the Gilbert Arenas situation and the bringing guns. Bro, Ja, you got caught with a gun on live. You wasn't supposed to have it in that place. All right, so now you got a target on your back. Remember when Gilbert, after he bought the guns in the room and then he did the little celebration, he got in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not nothing new. Ja, you got to relax, bruh. You a face. You're a role model. You got in trouble for it. The kids watch you. They're going to
be on
your back.
And all your boys that keep telling you, hey, man, don't worry about them. They're not making nothing. You taking care of them.
Yeah.
Okay? You better learn, dude. But the whole thing, listen, I just think that they stretch it, but hell, if he hadn't done all the stuff he's done, they wouldn't be doing it.
It's, I don't know. I wouldn't mind watching that game. I don't know that I will. It's a tricky time on our calendar. I think of DC sports fans, I think the Caps playoff chase is probably the top. But I think for the next 10 days, it's going to be NFL draft. I think the draft is a little diminished, not diminished, but like there's less focus on it because they have the 29th pick. It's just really hard to try to figure out what you're going to get with the 29th
pick. It's not less focus on it. I mean, we may not discuss it more because we've always looked for the top 10 pick, but the draft is still getting its love and its luster.
Sure.
Everything I turn on, everything you pass by, you mention draft, your phone starts just dropping your stuff.
But it's not about what is Washington doing at 29. It's about Shador, what are the Giants going to do?
That gets the most love. What you're doing at the top, quarterbacks and things like that. But the teams that become good and keep being good, you start watching what they're doing closely because then that's how you build your team to be long sustained. We had no choice but to be happy about the draft most times for the last 20-plus years. We passed that now.
Dude, for a lot of the last few years, we were talking about the draft by Halloween, by Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so refreshing. I think for me, more and more, it's interesting if you had to come up with one priority for Washington at 29, what is it?
I don't think they have a priority. I think, as I said earlier, and I still stick by this, I think what they've done was masterful throughout the offseason to where when that pick comes, they get to pick the best player available. I don't think you have to go to a certain position.
I think I'm with you at BPA. My priority, I guess, is I want them to trade back. Ideally, you acquire as much.
You can say they want them to trade back. What if the draft begins to fluctuate and somebody that you saw way up falls into your lap? Why trade back at that moment? You take the guy. So they have the right at them. They are put themselves in a position where they may do just what you want. Or they may just pick somebody. Or, you know, somebody may call them and say, hey, we need that pick. And then offer him, and then they can't turn it down. They put themselves in a great position. We haven't seen that very often.
Yeah, we had, stunk.
We were in a great position to get some good players. And we still we didn't make it. We got to a point where we were kind of like the Wizards were back in the day, the Bullets, the tallest and the shortest person in the NBA. When we started having we got to the point where, we got all these first-round defensive linemen. Didn't play like it.
I mean, my whole thing is,
I don't want to be some type of little meme or a little saying or a quote. I want to be a damn good football team. And you build that by getting players. I don't care if it's a 29th pick. I don't care if it's the sixth round. You know, you can find a good players in any one of them and make your team better.
That's the plan, man.
That's what I want to see.
Here's what I want to see. Jordan Reed's going to join us next. Barstool Nate at 11. We are up on the stream if anybody wants to join us. The Mystics made a whole bunch of picks last night. Kareem Copeland for our official WNBA draft recap. Come joining us at 1 o'clock.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.